couple of decisions in the game, I guess, we need to talk about. There was an offside goal, first of all. Your thoughts on that?
I've watched it, and I'm being told that the first touch from Ali Roy is offside, but watching over his net, you know, he could maybe argue that David Cawley's slightly offside. I don't know. It's a big call. I've seen him, you know, a call like that, you need to be sure. I don't think a linesman's sure about the decision. Happens, you know, you don't get the breaks when you're down there. Sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't. So we've obviously not got it. There's a couple of decisions I didn't think were in their favour tonight. Don't think John Mahan's second yellow card is even a yellow card. Actually, the boys clipped his heels, and he's been good for a lot of reasons. So very harsh on John. I think we had a penalty shirt as well with David Cawley. We've seen them given as well. And potentially another one on Ali Roy, you know. So, listen, we're not getting the wee breaks that you need. But in saying that, I think overall I thought we were the better team until the sending off. That we played all the football. You know, a bit toothless again in the final third. You know, but apart from that, I think the overall performance was good.
Two successive clean sheets for the first time this season as well. That's got to be a positive.
Absolutely, you know, I thought the boys were unreal tonight, especially a game we moved down to 10 men. You know, there was a couple of last-ditch bodies on the line tackles from Callum Matters and Seamus Sharkey and Kay McFadden. You know, we were bodies on the line, you know, which is brilliant. And just, you know, speaks volumes for them lads, you know, so really pleased in that aspect of tonight. I thought even in the first half, they've hit the bar twice, sort of nothing. I thought we played some lovely football at times, really good movement, working between the lines. One of their players have actually applauded us, says they couldn't compete with the movement. So that's the pleasing side of things, but obviously frustrating again, you know, the same conversation we have is putting the ball in the back of the net. And, we haven't done that again, you know, so it's something that we really need to look at and try and improve on.
What can you do about that though? Do you need a lucky break or a penalty or something like that to go your way?
Yeah, I suppose you do, but you know, any player's just been able to do it. You know, at the minute our players aren't crucial enough or ruthless enough. You know, we do a lot of attacking stuff throughout the week in terms of training and working a lot of patterns and different things. So, no, listen, we have to keep working at it. You know, we can't put the heads down. You know, we've worked really hard on the defensive side. You know, we come in for a bit of criticism. And you know, we've really sewn that up, so now we need to focus on the other side, and that's putting the ball in the back of the net and scoring goals. So that's what we'll focus on this week and try and get that side of it, you know, improved.
You were down a number of bodies. Are any of them kind of long term, or are they all shorter term?
Yeah, again, we were, you know, we had three under 19 players on the bench tonight. We had obviously an under 19 and John Mahan playing, Jack Keeney, Lewis Morrison, you know, so we had a fairly young team tonight. We were five players out, which wasn't ideal for us. So we had to adapt our whole formation and game plan. So hopefully we'll look at it this week. Regan Downland, you know, we're hoping to try and get him back training this week. He's a bad ankle injury, and Gary Borden is a hamstring. Lewis Morgan. Adam Morgan had a scan yesterday, so we'll get the results from that on Monday. So, say we'll look at it this week. Say a couple come off injured as well. Reese McCabe's took a knock, and we'll assess him as well. So, but you know, we've a squad there. Hopefully, that we'll get put together and we'll prepare right for the Derry game.